I hollered at Logan, it's time to go, and he took a shower, which were you supposed to do before noon?
Because you attacked me with a comb.
And it was wet.
Howdy.
Hello, Preston. Hi. We're rearranging furniture in here, so... We thought we were set up, but then we were rearranging. Are you in Weatherford where you live, or are you in Burns Flat and drive back and
forth? I'm over here in Burns Flat.
So you drive back and forth?
Every day I have college, which is only once a week now since I went into my master's program.
Oh, you're gotten into the expensive part of it. You want to go for a doctorate too to get more expensive?
No, I'm already in debt enough, I think.
Alrighty, is everybody settled?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. She
Much
likes
better.
It there. So
Thank
I guess we'll
you.
Go there.
See? I'm just very.
Grumpy. One thing you have to learn, you always please women. Welcome to Comic Pop Visits, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. Today we are visiting with Preston Peterson about his debut novel, New Generation Firstborn Suki. And we'll also ask him some questions in general. So, Preston, thank you for joining us today.
No problem whatsoever.
And we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, so thank you for working us in. And we're just going to be a round robin, do some questions. And if we have any other ideas... So we'll go into that as well. With us today, we have Jessica, Michelle, and Logan.
Hello.
And I'm Richard.
Hello.
So we'll step back and...
Wait. Jess has to say hello.
Hello.
We have to say that. It's like breaking open the book. You know, that first
Okay.
First off, being a young author on the scene, when did you first start developing the idea for Firstborn? Was it when you were in high school or when you got to the college level? When did that start...
Well, I was actually working on this book when I was in high school, and that's when the idea came, but the main character was actually way before the book, which I think middle school was when the Scott and Cord were the first to show up.
And we have to mention, you grew up in a smaller community than most, so was that part of one of your ties why it, your imagination was fertile?
Nothing else going on? Is that... What you're saying?
Pretty much.
Well, that sums it up pretty much. Small town, really nothing to do, just let your mind wander.
And did you read this type of fiction when you were growing up, or a different type, or a little bit of everything?
I usually tried to do a little bit of everything, but I found myself going towards fantasy and science fiction more and more with each passing book.
Did you develop a Bible for this series, or are you kind of creating it as you go along when you're doing your writing?
I'm usually trying to make it up on the spur of the moment. Sure. Or if I have a set idea in my mind, I usually go with that. But for most of the book, it was more sporadic and spontaneous.
No all-night writing marathons?
I usually try to do like 5 pages a night. and usually give myself a breathing room during the weekend, because I found out if I'm one of those people that if I just keep typing until I can't type, it usually leaves like a week or so of a writing rut.
A block.
Yeah.
Vacation. Jessica, you've been doing a writing project too.
Yeah.
Did you? How many pages have you got on that?
I don't know, like 30, 40.
Okay.
The NaNoWriMo, I don't know if you do that. I do that.
What was it again?
NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo?
Yeah, it's in November. It's National Novel Writing Month, and so you shorten it, and it's NaNoWriMo. Okay. You try to write 5,000, no, it's 50,000. You write 50,000 words that whole month.
Okay, so did you start out doing something like that, Preston, or is it just... This just came to you and you wanted to do it.
Well, see, before this, I actually had another idea, which I've kind of pushed off to the side. And then this started coming and my whole mindset came towards it. And I can't really type anything else. Otherwise, it like just seems to keep tying into the story. And...
Oh, wow. So if you try to write something else on, say, something like Aquaman, it'd be tied into this story. That would be a good crossover.
Yeah, well, something like that.
Cosplay person, it's a valid cosplay.
Yeah, with a cosplay character, that's a valid point.
Of course, it might have to be a spoof on him so as not to get the copyright.
Honestly,
stuff,
the one person I want to cosplay in the book is Ram.
Okay.
Because I think he would be kind of fun to cosplay as.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Don't I remember? I can't remember, but there was one of the Suki's characters that had Yu-Gi-Oh cards as a shield type weapon, wasn't there?
A character?
Her name was never given.
I know. I know it was cards, but I just keep on remembering it was Yu-Gi-Oh cards for some reason.
Yeah, they were. She basically, I wanted her to have like the power to actually, basically whatever the picture on the card was, it was able to turn into the shield.
So kind of emulating the anime series a little bit? Cause they
something like that.
Pulled the character out.
I don't think he was thinking anime. He was just going with the character.
True. When you're creating this, you said you had a story before. So is that put on the back burner until you finish this up?
Or? I actually have about 17 stories I want to work on that are currently on the back burner that I've got maybe some of them 100 and some of them 50 pages. And that was actually done in the short time of one day for each one of those.
So you just threw down the idea so you can come back to it later.
And this is the story that stuck to the wall, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you were creating your characters, did you use your friends as some of the models, or is that straight from your head as well?
See, the characters themselves were actually just ideas that I had, but their personalities and stuff like that came from friends and family and a few coworkers.
Uh-oh.
Names to be left out, just in case.
I mean, I actually mentioned a few of my friends, and I've told them that they're actually in the book. Tyler, like Stormy, Axel, okay. Can't remember which book name I used. Dylan, the first couple characters you actually see mm-hmm. or read about in the book are actually real characters, real people.
That's cool. Anybody else have anything? I can keep going.
Oh, I know you
You're probably
going
to be the main person.
The main person?
Other than him, of course, the answer.
Ah.
So, now this book is self-published? Is that correct?
Tate Publishing.
Is it kind of a print-on-demand or a small press?
Yeah, it's what it seems like more and more, and I didn't think about it, because honestly, I just saw it, applied to them, and they were the first ones to accept.
Okay. Oh, so that's cool. Not the same as self-published at all.
So it's a small press then.
Yeah.
Okay. Be proud of that.
Yes.
Own it. Did they go through an editing process with you, or did you have to put all this together by yourself? I mean,
their editing process was like 2 months, and honestly, I still ain't really enthused with how their editing went.
Mm-hmm.
On book two, I feel that they did a better job because I actually went outside and hired an editor of my own choice. And it seems like the second book was edited a lot better than what the first was in comparison.
So you wrote it up, and it's a long book. I mean, I'm thinking about my college students and how much they don't like to write.
See, such. That was always one thing. I love to tell stories, and basically how the book came down and why it's like it is I kind of live off the motto, write the story you would want to read, and that's mm-hmm. the kind of story I'd want to read.
Okay.
And when you came by, you mentioned that you were into the Japanese anime quite a bit, and I saw reflections of that throughout the book, and I think I mentioned in the podcast I saw Dragon Ball, and Logan saw aspects of Yu Yu Hakusho, but did you draw on that, or is that just a coincidence?
Basically, all I took from the animes themselves, or tried to, minus a few tidbits here and there, were just the power aspects. Okay. I didn't want to go in like the same direction like Superman or The Flash. I wanted to kind of diverge into my own little thinking
own little
of
realm.
How powers came to be.
Okay. You know how hard that
is? If that makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that is to come up with a superpower that has not already been invented? Kudos. Well,
or a superhero story that hasn't been done.
Kudos.
There is none. There are only those that have been forgotten.
Only those that have been forgotten, huh? On the fallen angel aspect, was that, again, the beginning premise? Or did you come about that at a later date and plug those into the power sets and the rankings and the clans? Or did it all form in one session?
The clans themselves actually came up from basically random ideas. I didn't want to give one or two the same power. And Giga was just kind of the mishmash. There's actually seven clan leaders, and I wanted to give each of them a different aspect because I figured since no two people will be the same, so should the powers of each clan.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember what four of them are, but that's it.
You can remember four of them?
Yeah, the animals, science, weaponry, and gigas. Those are the four of them.
Then Logan kind of and Jessica as well said there was possibly an eighth clan. Is that going to be sneaking into your writings, or is that something you want to wait?
No, actually, I think it was kind of a misread, or maybe I miswrote it. There's actually the seventh clan is supposed to be the myth clan.
Okay.
And it's a myth?
Well, I mean, they're not sure if it's actually there or not.
So it was six clans with the seventh being the myth one.
Okay. Yeah, I probably misstated that.
No, it's entirely possible that we were getting mixed up. After all, it had been a few months since I read it.
Hey, Preston, you said that you have had the second book already off to be edited?
Yeah, it's actually just gone through the editing process like a month or two ago, I want to say. And I think another month or so, and I think it honestly should be ready for publishing.
So how long did it take you to write the first book?
The first book, congruently with no time gaps, it took me less than a year. But with time gaps, it went from basically my last half semester of high school to about the first semester of my second year of college.
Ah, did you skip prom for it? Were you writing your book during prom?
There was a couple classes I was actually writing in.
Okay. I've done that. I've done that.
There you go.
I kid you not. My math class didn't like it. I'd sit down and just write.
Well, see, there's really nothing much else to do when the teacher's putting himself to sleep when he's talking.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. There are teachers like that. Yeah.
That would be me.
Did either of you actually find one that actually did fall asleep? Is that weird?
No.
None.
It's too dangerous for a teacher to fall asleep.
Did you find the sequel faster to write than the first one? Because you'd already had the
process down?
Right.
I think once I got the first one down, because the second one took me less than half a year to write.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of had the faster. You kind of had the rhythm and the flow of the storyline.
I have the story, and basically, on the second book, it seemed like every time I turned around, there was a new idea that just like sprung into my head. Basically, the second book is what really consumed my life.
Oh,
every time I would like fall asleep, the story would actually play out inside my head in my dreams. I could be working out at the gym, and there's basically another part that came down, and it's kind of happening like that in book three also. But since I've graduated with my bachelor degree, I've had less and less time to actually sit down and write myself.
Something about having to support living and food and housing
always helps.
Darn.
Oh, a job with only one day off a week doesn't help anything either.
Be thankful for the job, that's for sure.
It gets you money for food and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Preston, I really enjoyed the book that I read, the portion that I read. I like the powers and such. My problem is I'm more of a romance reader, so.
And see, book two actually addresses the romance part of it.
Oh, okay.
In the very last part about the book, it hints on it, I believe. And in book two, it basically starts off right there.
Okay, Jess, who is it? Who's the romance in the book?
There's a couple. There's Cord and...
Well, Cord's the only one we care about. The others are back.
Cord and the chef.
What about Noah and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's Noah and Luna, and Dark Luna, Ray and Taylor.
And Dark Ray and Taylor, yeah. But I'm more interested in their story.
Cord and the chef.
The chef?
Yeah. The chef.
Can't remember her name, but Becky. She's the chef, so she's the chef.
Becky.
Becky. She has a normal name. What is with that?
Well, it's just like Noah, huh?
True.
Yep.
Normal-ish.
You said with your writing, you try to do 5 pages, and with your job and school, so I'm thinking that's pretty much all your free time is late nights, staying up, or early mornings. I'm assuming that's taking most of your time.
Basically, any time I have off, I try to write a little bit, and actually, one of my back burner projects is trying to come forward, and I've found myself typing on it a little more.
So you're busy almost all the time.
Is this going to be like
not as much as what you might
series?
Think?
So you're going to do like the 7 books for, or how many books you have set
out
for
I
it?
Yeah, I plan on there being 7, and it's basically one going to be dedicated to each clan.
Mm-hmm. Knew it. And I'm pretty sure I actually called it too.
Are you going to leave your room just in case something does come up? You can expand it like all the authors, you know. Sometimes they say something.
No, I don't plan on expanding it once the 7th's out, because then I kind of feel like it would become one of those like the House of Night series books where every time you turn around, there's a new one being addressed.
So you mentioned there's other books. Are there going to be tie-ins after this series, or possibly?
Some names might be used from this book in other books.
Okay.
Like I said, before this book, I actually had another project, and Cord was actually the main character in it also, and he just kind of transferred over to this book.
So there's a pause. Sorry.
Are you thinking about doing alternate dimensions or same dimension? Same setting, different, completely different area, or they might have similar names, but not the same person.
Similar names, yes. Maybe some characters will make a crossover, but honestly, I want to try to avoid some of that because I've seen it done like so many times before.
Understandable.
True. And you said you were going to bring in a different series about
Wolf? Well, like the one series that I'm actually finding myself that was on the back burner and coming forward is like Brother Wolves is what I've titled it. Honestly, who knows when it gets published, if it gets published, what the title will be. But like if I was to bring Cord and everybody in there, I feel like they're, after a while, they seem to take on like characteristics of their own. Okay. So when I'd be typing on like Cord or somebody, I feel like they'd actually try to take over the work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just me.
No, I think you got to put yourself into your writing as well. I think that's just natural. And on the, we were kind of talking about this a little bit different. Is this, and I kind of thought about this earlier, is this set like kind of in a side pocket where normal people can't see the battles and stuff? Or is this taking place where if it happens to be somebody passes by, they will see it? Or is it all behind the lines for normal humans?
It's actually supposed to be actually in the lines where humans could actually see them if they passed by, but most of the clan leaders would actually just kind of wipe their memory. That's how I'm actually interpreting it.
Yeah, and they have the epic level of power to pull it off too, so.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't help anything or hurt anything, I mean.
True. And we talked about how fast-paced the story was, and some of the,
I liked it.
Yeah, Michelle liked it, and some of the time time jumps. Was that intentional on your part, or is that just how it flowed out as well?
A lot of the part. See, when I first actually started, the book was about 600 pages, and the editor said that I needed to try and cut back some. So that was part of the reason.
See, I probably would have grabbed hold of the longer version if it was me.
Okay, we want the, what do they call it when they call it the extended version? Is that it?
Director's cut.
Might be maybe on. When the book gets a little more known.
Once you finish it, you can pull out director's cuts.
Because I love what you're doing, but in some of the characters, I want more.
Yeah,
and I know you'll probably pull that out with the later novels, but some of them was like, oh, we could do so much more here.
Yeah.
I feel the same way, and I tried my best to get the best parts a little more extended, but like the training and everything.
Right.
They're,
so your editor is
so
the one that hampered you in
that. So now we can complain to the editor, not him.
All right. All right.
Okay, you got it, Jess?
Okay. It's
you are off the hook.
Good job.
We also mentioned that with the pacing of it, it would feel natural in a comic book adaptation.
I've actually heard that from several people.
See,
and
guys,
I'm not crazy.
I think your editor on the first book might have been more used to editing books into movies instead of rough drafts into books.
It felt like
a book that had already been turned into a movie to me.
Well, that was a good analogy, Logan.
Literally, it felt that way. Like a book that had already been turned into a movie.
Okay, I can understand. Yeah.
So we really do want the director's cut.
Yeah.
But you were mentioning the comic book aspect. You said you had other people show interest?
Yeah, I had actually a few people that I let read that got one of the very first ones that were printed off. And most of them said, you know, I could really see like the characters in my head. I could actually see this actually working really great as either a graphic novel or a comic book. And it was kind of really surprising because I've actually had one of the librarians over in, I'm probably going to get the name wrong, of the town, Mangum, Oklahoma.
Mangum.
She said it. Yeah.
M-A-N-G-U-M.
Yeah.
I think
that was the town.
It's
Michelle's from that part of the country.
It's south of my hometown.
That's why she'd be as a particular on you. But what did she say?
But she basically said it felt like she was just sitting down and reading a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So do you know any artists or anybody who could get into that arena?
Well, I've actually tried to talk to a few artists, but most of them were in there either last year and they were having to look for a job to keep up with tuition and everything.
But it's not something you won't rule out. It's a possibility in the future, maybe.
Yeah,
I've actually been trying to get some character designs for the actual characters. Like the characters like Noah and Luna, the ones that aren't going to be on like the covers of the book.
Oh, yeah, background characters.
Which I can already say this, on book two, Comis will be the cover.
Yay. Oh, and I like the cover here. It was cool.
Yeah, I've had a lot of good feedback on the covers that I've actually showed people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using friends again for that, or are you contracting out with models?
Honestly, honestly, it's one of those that Tate Publishing sends me some, or they tell me to send them what I want on the cover. I tell them briefly, and then they send me pictures like, which one of these do you like?
Okay, so you have a little bit of approval on what the cover is then. But it turned out nice. I like it's a eye-catching cover, so that helps tremendously. So.
And that actually helped in selling some of them?
True. And
probably.
We found your Facebook page, but I was not able to find a website. Are you going to be working on one, or have I missed it?
I probably just haven't put the link on there yet for the actual book site.
Okay, because I was wondering if for individuals and other libraries where they might be able to go to purchase a copy.
Well, you can actually go to like walmart.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, I believe, still had it.
Nice. Okay. I didn't know if you had a site direct to you that you could also sell from your house as well or not.
Have you sold more than 50 copies?
I think I've actually sold about 75 copies so far.
So you've got a good start then.
Not too bad, not too bad.
That's much better than giving them away.
Do you have a... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it's what I kind of felt like because I entered it in the Oklahoma book review kind of thing, the 25th annual. Had to give them like 6 copies and $25 to review it.
Oh, that's how they get their books. What'd they think? Thumbs up?
It didn't come in the top 7.
Out of how many, though?
400. There you go. In the category.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's getting out there and people are noticing it then. So
there's always hope.
That's the main thing. That's why we try to look for smaller presses and why we do the indie rock to help out and try to generate hopefully some sales for you. On the upcoming sequel, could you give a hint of a working title or the title, or is that kind of under wraps until you actually get it published?
The title, I kind of have an idea what I want it to be, and then the publisher basically comes back. It's like, it really should be this, and usually just end up going from what the publisher wants at that point.
Okay.
So what was your original title for this book?
Actually, that was the original title.
You won on that one. Okay.
One small battle.
The name of the clan that you're going against on that. Yeah. Makes sense.
You're being quiet, Jessica. Do you have anything?
She is being quiet.
I'm listening. I'm taking it all in.
You're being quieter than me, and I'm reading something at the moment.
No, I'm taking it all in.
We kind of asked you what you read in the past. What are you reading now? Is it kind of the same stuff? Are you still all over the place? Or
I still haven't decided on that quite yet.
You still into the Japanese manga or not? Or you just so much time is dedicated to writing you haven't had time?
Honestly, there's a lot of series I need to catch up on.
Richard has 4 boxes of comic books that he got in the mail over the last 4 months that he's still not opened. I understand that.
I've been trying to buy books from every check of every paycheck to actually get my book collection a little more each time. And I think I still have about 4 or 5 bags that I've purchased over the last couple of weeks that I haven't got put on the shelf.
That happens. I know that feeling. Was there anything else that we haven't covered that you might want to mention? And like I said, I wanted to definitely make sure they knew about your Facebook page. And when we do put up the post for the podcast for the visit here, we'll link that as well like we did for the podcast where we discussed your book. But is there anything else in general that we might have missed?
Not really that I can think of. The biggest shock I kind of have to say, though, is if you haven't noticed already, which kind of a little spoiler for book 2, is Ram plays a bigger part and kind of becomes a little main-er of a character. And you actually find out what he is part of.
Okay.
Which, well, there's like, another what other clan he's part of.
Yeah, I should say. There was the Greek mythological clan type.
That would be Soda.
Yeah.
Okay. So a little hint to the second novel there for anybody that's listening. So they'll take that and they'll have to wait until the novel comes out and then we can pick it up from there.
I thought the science one was the one that was headed for it.
It'll get there eventually.
Well, that's a question. When you think of something and you're writing it down, do you ever go back and alter it because you say, oh, let's do it a different way?
Actually, I end up doing that about every single... in book 3, it seems. I'm almost done with book 3, actually.
Wow, you are on a roll.
Yeah. And it's only taken me about congruently 2 months. Picking up pace on each one I seem to be doing. And basically, I'll sit down and write like 4 or 5 pages, and then something else like calls my attention, and then I'll come back and reread it and go, this is good, but I can expand on this and give them a little better idea of what's happening.
Okay.
Then knowing my luck, it'll be like what happened in the first book, and I need to cut it down.
Yeah.
It's
detail is never a bad thing.
Yeah. Your editor on the first book, I agree that he probably screwed some of that up for you. And that's not the worst way of retconning something. You know the Divides trilogy?
Divide trilogy? Roughly, yeah, by Kay Andrews, I believe.
Possibly. The first book actually kills off 2 of the main villains that show up in the second book at the end.
So you don't...
So there is major problems in continuity some places.
You could kill them and bring them back. You'd fit right in with the comic book industry.
Oh, not even comic book. That's just a book.
But I do have to kind of say, go on.
With no explanation whatsoever.
Go ahead, Preston.
In book 2, I kind of feel like George R. R. Martin. I kind of introduce a character that dies later.
Ah.
And I kind of feel sorry for it, because as soon as I wrote it and it's already too late to change the part, I just kind of realized, it's like, you know, and the one person that got to edit it said, I really wish this character didn't die.
But sometimes those early deaths help the book, though, instead of hinder it. It makes people more interested, so you don't know what's going to come.
Unless it's the character that we all love.
Like Cord?
I don't know. Cord would be hard to kill, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, he would.
Well, he did almost die at the end, didn't he?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Well, you have to fight to the utmost before you can be heroic.
Yeah. Then he learns that the next enemies are going to have the power limiter that let him kill this one removed.
Ah.
Well, you can't go back in intensity. Just to keep on going more and more and more, right?
True, and he does have backup, so.
So on some of the characters, they're going to be bringing more focus onto the next books, as well as Cord. And are you going to keep some of the other characters, like was Callisto?
Well, I can tell you Comis comes into view. A new character, Freya, and her partner Rose comes into view. And for those before they think that's a couple, it's a horse and a woman, because the second book actually in the second book. I'm kind of getting confused here. It's been a long day.
Book two, book three, book five. The end of the series.
In the second book, it's going to be Comis. The biggest three in the book is Comis, Freya, and Rose, because Aizen is the animal partner clan.
Okay.
And then Cord. And Giga kind of vanishes for a little while. Out of main focus.
He seems to do that sometimes.
So you're not just going to have the characters appear and then disappear. You're going to bring them more into focus and give them more depth in. So I'm good. Glad
well,
to hear
it. Hard to, it's kind of hard to deal with the clan leaders, because they're more like, here's the clan. Then they vanish for a while because Cord leaves the clan. And obviously the focus has to be on Cord at this point.
Right.
And then they go to a different clan or Cord's hometown.
Okay. Well, one of the things we do with our guests, and if you would like to do it, we get bumpers from them. So even after our interview and the podcast where we discuss the book, whenever I use the bumper, I create links back to your Facebook and websites so that you get additional linkage from us. Hopefully that'll generate more hits for you that way. So would you be interested in doing something like that for us?
Do you know what a bumper is?
I'm not very tech savvy.
Neither was I. Music industry.
Yeah, music industry. Bumper is just something where you give your name, what you do. Basically, what you would say was, this is Preston Peterson, creator and writer of New Generation Firstborn, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library. And that's pretty much it.
That's something I could be very interested in.
That way, whenever we do feature podcasts, whenever I use the bumper, like I said, I'll link it back to your sites. That way you hopefully we'll get additional hits.
Do you need to write that down before you say it?
Yeah, that would probably be really helpful.
Do you have an ink pen? Or I could hold it up to the screen. I might need to get closer.
Probably wouldn't need to get closer.
When you write your book, do you write it with pen or do you type it with computer?
A mixture.
Okay. Depends on where the computer is and where you are at the time.
Yeah, when I'm at work and everything, there's not really a computer that I can actually use, per se. So
you keep a tablet on you, or a small tablet, so you can jot down stuff?
Usually in the truck, or in my vehicle that I take to work, there's, for like 1 hour a day, I actually get to sit down and write and eat, because I'm a fat guy after all.
He tried the exercise routine, and then the story plot got into his head. Remember?
I like my snacks too, so I can't say a thing.
Okay, do you need any of that repeated, or do you have it?
I think I have it all.
Okay,
I can cue you in if you want. We'll do it in countdown in 3, 2, 1.
This is Preston Patterson, creator and writer of New Generation Firstborn Suki, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
All right.
Bravo.
Thank you, sir.
Yay.
Richard, you'll need to send him a copy of that so he can hear it.
He'll hear it on this podcast, another podcast. But yeah, when we do get this edit, well, some of the areas where we had some dead space and things, we'll edit it down. And I'll send you another link like I did the original discussion podcast. So you can use it however you can to get publicity for yourself again.
I usually just kind of viral market it, you know, send it to a couple friends and
let them do their own thing with it.
Let them spam their friends with it.
Yeah.
I have some wonderful friends that just spam people.
Well, there you go. We'll help you out, and you're helping us out, so we're helping each other. Well, Preston, we've enjoyed having you on the show, and for everyone out there, be sure to check out his Facebook page. Look under New Generation Firstborn. Again, we'll have that link on the page, and I'll try to keep looking back for an actual website as well. But be sure to pick up his first title, Suki, and then the Next Generation Firstborn sequel will be out probably, what, maybe 4 months?
I'd say probably closer to 2 to 4, somewhere around there.
Somewhere in there.
Looking forward to it.
So
you have to read them.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed your response to that and when I was listening to the podcast.
No, I really do. I have that mindset. I have to finish a series once I start it. So,
and I'm just waiting for it.
And that can be horrible if a series finishes without finishing.
Yes.
They never finish.
Yeah, I kind of feel that same way. That's why I'm still reading the House of Night series.
The very last one comes out October 14th.
If it's the very last one.
No, it is the last one.
Are you going to kill the author to make sure of that? Because some of those series are continued on by their sons and daughters.
Okay, we've lost
it. You have to kind of do the mother-daughter kind of murder scene.
True. So, but we've enjoyed it. I hope you've had fun here with us, Preston. But
that's been a funnest part about the day.
Go ahead.
For everyone out there, like I was saying, be sure to check out Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and look up Preston's book. You'll enjoy it. If you're into the fantasy, and what I kind of consider this is kind of in between a dark fantasy and fantasy, since it deals with the angels, I think you'll like what you pick up, and you'll enjoy what's coming forthcoming as well from Preston. So we appreciate it, Preston. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
For listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.